Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. So I want to preview these games tonight in the Sweet 16 as we continue on with the NCAAs all weekend. So the first game up is going to be San Diego State and Alabama in the South region in Louisville. And the number 5 seed has to live up to their rep. You know what it is. Defense, baby. I mean, Brian Dutcher's team has been an elite defense all season long. They led the nation in transition D, and they got 10 guys that can flat out play on that end of the floor. Defend, and then you'll get offense off of it. That's how they think. And they're the Mountain West champs. They mean business, and they think they're going to do well. They say, like their guard, Darian Trammell, said, defense travels. That's something we have on the paper every game, every away game. That's something that we hang our hats on. I think that's going to take us very far, like in the second round against Furman. If the offense is flowing, I feel like we're a very hard team to beat. But it's not something we have to rely on like a lot of teams do. I feel like that's an advantage against our competition. So Dutcher got him there to the Sweet 16 by beating Furman in Orlando. And he said they don't know anything about Alabama. That was at the time. He was an assistant at Michigan with Fisher, came to San Diego State. He's been there ever since like 99, and has him in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2014. They hold opponents to 63 points and just over 6 made threes per game. Very solid. Dutcher said, teams don't win that play on their heels. We got to play on our toes. And with that comes intelligence. You can't go out and play crazy. I think we play connected. We play the right way, and we play with confidence. Charleston coach Pat Kelsey said, San Diego State kicked our asses physically. Bob Ritchie of Furman said the Aztecs could advance as far as they want in this thing because of how physical they are. Meanwhile, the Tide won 2 games in Birmingham by an average of 21.5 points, led by Quinn Early and All-American Brandon Miller. Kevin Willard of Maryland said the team lost to the Crimson Tide because they used a collective athletic ability to defend. He said there's a reason why they were second in three-point field goal defense. I think they're third in overall field goal D. They have a very simple game plan, which works. They just funnel everything into the big guy, and they take away the strong side and the kickouts. They do a great job of it. They use their length tremendously. It's the Tide's 9th time in the Sweet 16 in their program history. They last made it in 21 and lost to UCLA. So that's the first game at 6:30. At 7:15, they'll tip the next game. It's Miami, the 5 seed, against the number 1 seed Houston in the Midwest region. And the Cougs are in the Sweet 16 for the 4th straight NCAA tournament. Their guard, Tremont Marks, said a lot of people were pushing for us to lose. They didn't believe we were a real number 1 seed because of the conference we play in, the American. But I think we're one of the best teams in the country still, and we proved it. Of course, they take on the Canes in Kansas City tonight. Forward Juwan Roberts said, I don't compare us to other teams. We just stick to what we do, and it shows. Other number 1 seeds got beat, but we didn't. The Cougs and Alabama are the number 1 seeds still playing. Purdue lost in the opening round. Kansas lost in the second round. Kelvin Sampson, their coach, said, "We've been here many times in the final 16. The next 40 minutes are going to be big. We got to find a way to get the next 40 minutes, and then we'll move on from there. If not, it's over." Sasser, of course, is still a little bit injured with that groin, but he had 22 in the win over Auburn last Saturday. And he thinks the rest helped his injury this time between games. The Canes are in the Sweet 16 in consecutive seasons for the first time in program history. Larrañaga's done a great job with them. Of course, last year they got to the Elite Eight, but got routed by Kansas by 26. Isaiah Wong, their badass star guard, says it's a great era for the Canes. They're two wins away from a school record. He said, "It's just an honor being part of this program with the history we have. We have a great team this year and last year, too, and I feel like it's great to see how we came up. My first year, we weren't as good, but for the last 2 years, we're going to the Sweet 16, and last year, the Elite Eight." Wong averages a team best 16 points a game. Jordan Miller, the guard, is right behind him at 15. Nigel Pack and Amir both average 13.4 points, and Amir gets 10 rebounds a game. Amir had 17 rebounds in their blowout win over Indiana last Sunday. Two nights before that, he had 14 against Drake. He said, "If I'm being honest, I really don't know. I was just playing with my teammates. They always motivate me to go do what I love to do, and I love to rebound." Wong had 27 against the Hoosiers. Houston, a 9-5 series edge over Miami over the years, but they haven't met in over 50 years, so who cares? The next game is at 9 o'clock. It's number 15 Princeton against number 6 Creighton. And for the third straight year, a number 15 seed has reached the Sweet 16. And for the second straight year, it's a small school from New Jersey that's making the noise. It's Princeton behind coach Mitch Henderson. He said the Tigers got the celebrity treatment since returning home from beating Arizona, the 2 seed, and Missouri, the 7 seed. This time it's Creighton in Louisville tonight. The Tigers haven't played like a 15 seed, have they? They never trailed against Missouri. They made twice as many threes as their opponent, 12-6, and they dominated the boards by 14. Ryan Langborg scored a game-high 22 and had 6 points, 4 dimes in their win. Even freshman Caden Pierce, he had 16 rebounds, 7 on the offensive end, to go with 9 points, as he was brimming with confidence all day long. Coach Henderson said, "We're playing a brand of basketball that's conducive to winning at the highest levels, and that's rebounding. You got to be physical, you got to get up there and get it, and you got to play tough-nosed D." But Creighton crashes the glass as well. Guard Baylor Shireman, an answer for Pierce with a team-leading 8.2 rebounds per game. And he's a guard. Kalkbrenner, their 7-1 leading scorer at 15 a game, adds 6 rebounds per game. Creighton coach McDermott said, "This isn't a true Princeton offense, but a lot of their characteristics are the same. There's spacing, it's good. They're cutting, it's elite. Their ball security is really good, and they spread you out, space you out, and they have the ability to shoot the ball." The Blue Jays got their second Sweet 16 appearance in 3 years by gunning down Baylor in the second round by 9. Ryan Nebhard had a career-high 30. They shot 45% from 3 and 100%, 22 out of 22 from the stripe. The Blue Jays were ranked as high as number 7 in the country this season. They didn't like being a 6 seed, though. Nebhard said, "We don't care who we're going against. We respect everybody. We give everybody the respect they're due. But at the end of the day, we think we're just as good as anybody in the country. We come into every game thinking that mentality." Princeton is 11th in the country in rebound margin. Creighton, 62nd. They've met once before, but it was back in 61, and Creighton won the game. The final game of the night is at 9:45, and it has the number 3 seed Xavier taking on the number 2 seed Texas in Kansas City. The Longhorns are making their return to the regional semis for the first time since 2008. Of course, everyone knows the Xavier story. They're coached by Sean Miller, fired by Arizona in 2021. Miller went back to Xavier, the Musketeers, the school he coached from 04 to 09. And he's been there a year, and he's done this already with the Musketeers, getting him to this point. They put up 81 points per game on average, and they got 5 guys that average at least double figures. Miller said, "We're thrilled to be in the Sweet 16. It's a hard journey to get here, and I'm really thrilled for the guys, each of them, because it's their first opportunity, and they'll remember it forever." Rodney Terry took over for Chris Beard after he got fired, and he's put up quite a fight with the Longhorns. Timmy Allen, one of his forwards, said he embodies what we are and what we try to be every day. Tough. Someone who has been there before, never shakes at adversity. Somebody who wakes up and tries to attack the day to be great. When I've got somebody like that in my corner, I'll do anything for him. Miller has Xavier back in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2017. He certainly had his problems at Arizona with the feds. He says, "I didn't need a reminder. You know, I never lost belief. I really didn't. I'm grateful for the opportunity, though. I have an amazing group to work with. There's a lot of coaches that could win with this team, and I recognize that. But my hope is that we have more in us, that we're able to have a great week and make what we already feel good about even better." Xavier hit 8 3-pointers in their win over Pitt. Texas transfer Jabari Rice, he went to New Mexico State, now at Texas. He had 7 3-pointers in their first round win against Colgate. Forward Dylan Disu had a huge game, 28 and 10 boards against Penn State. So let's get it on. 4 games, all huge. San Diego State, Bama, Miami, Houston, Princeton, Creighton, Xavier, Texas to wrap it up.